Broadcasting from the Taz and Lake Lodge Studios.
Sporting Journal Radio.
Sporting Journal Radio. The Midwest's radio home for the outdoors. Online at sportingjournalradio.com. Welcome to Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thank you for tuning in across the radio network, online and on demand at sportingjournalradio.com or by subscribing to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are broadcasting from Trails End Outfitters in Saskatchewan, overlooking Tobin Lake right now. That's a great place to do a radio show. If you've wanted to hunt whitetails in Saskatchewan, owner Barry Prawl will tell us how you can come hunt giant deer this November. He's also fishing the Vanity Cup on Tobin with Trevor Montgomery this weekend. It's a $100,000 walleye tournament with a waiting list. The waiting list might be because of the 15-pound walleyes and giant pike even that are in this lake, although it's a walleye tournament. We also did some waterfowl hunting here this week for fun because that's what I came up here to do. Chase walleyes a little bit and go chase some geese and some waterfowl around. And as always, Saskatchewan did not disappoint. I'm coming home this weekend, however, because we'll be filming for Prairie Sportsman near Granite Falls with the Chippewa County Pheasants Forever chapter for their veterans hunt, and then heading to the Twin Cities for the Upper Midwest Emmy Award banquet, where Prairie Sportsman is nominated for 7 Emmy Awards. Thank you very much for watching. Then on Sunday, we head up to Lake of the Woods with Prairie Sportsman once again to do a cast and blast trip with Lake of the Woods Tourism and a glow. Joe Henry will join us to talk more about how conditions are there right now. We're going to work in Lucas Mertens from Haybale Heights Campground and Resort on Devil's Lake. I know he's been busy in the field farming when it has been raining anyway. So we'll see if we can get him to get away to give us a report on Devils. Now, this week's show is brought to you by Haybale Heights Campground and Resort on the east side of Devil's Lake. Also by Lake of the Woods Tourism. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. By Clearwater County Outfitters, offering guided deer and guided bear hunting and guided ice fishing, guided summer fishing, kayak trips, and more in northwestern Minnesota. Go to clearwatercountyoutfitters.com for more details. And by Tazen Lake Lodge in northwest Saskatchewan, Trophy Lake Trout, Trophy Pike. It's a beautiful place, tazenlake.com. Now here's what's new in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Dakota, brought to you by Prairie Sportsman. Watch our latest episode that we've posted on Facebook. It's about the Gopher Campfire Sanctuary in Hutchinson. Watch it now at Prairie Sportsman on Facebook or anytime at prairiesportsman.org. Well, the whitefish in Cisco netting season is going to be opening up once again here soon. It's also referred to as Tulibee, of course. It's open this fall on designated lakes in northern Minnesota. They open, different lakes open at different times. There's only about 700 people that do it. We actually filmed an episode with our friend Jason Markle and his dad for Prairie Sportsman, so you can see what it's all about. Prairiesportsman.org. You can watch that show. Otherwise, get into it. It's a lot of fun. You smoke those Tulibee, and they're unbelievable. Whitefish netting schedules are based on expected water temperatures. As the water temperature cools, game fish go deeper, while Tulibee come into the shallower water for fall spawning, so you net in like that 6-foot area, 6 feet deep. The Minnesota DNR will offer a total of 17 parcels of land at 3 public oral bid auctions in October. The auctions will be held in Virginia, Wadena, and St. Paul. Included in the auctions are 3 unimproved recreational land parcels in St. Louis County, 1 in Carlton County, and 1 in Pine County. And also up in that northeastern part of Minnesota, if you're interested in lake and stream management in the Grand Marais area, including parts of the Boundary Waters, the DNR encourages you to read the current plans up for review this winter. There's also an open house you can attend. You can submit comments and suggestions. There's going to be an open house November 2nd at the Grand Marais Area Fisheries Office. Grand Marais will share current plans for several area lakes and streams and take comments and suggestions on potential revisions. You can comment through December 20th. Now, the management plan identifies specific management activities planned for a lake or stream over the next 5 to 20 years, including any proposed stocking or special regulations. So if you have a vested interest or any type of interest in stream or lake management plans for the next potentially 20 years up in that Grand Marais area, pay attention to this. If you want to find out what lakes and streams they're talking about, go to sportingjournalradio.com. You can read the full list there and also on the Minnesota DNR website. All right, in North Dakota, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department has amended the 2019 Deer Proclamation to allow hunters to purchase multiple licenses that are valid during any open deer season. Beginning October 7th, Any remaining DOE licenses will be issued as a concurrent season license, which can be used during the bow season, the deer season with a gun, deer gun season with a bow, rifle, or muzzleloader, or during the muzzleloader season with a muzzleloader. However, youth who are under age 14 will be issued a concurrent season license for archery only. North Dakota Game and Fish website has more details. There's no limit on the number of concurrent season licenses a hunter can purchase. In Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now asking hunters in the Chippewa Valley area to voluntarily have their deer tested for chronic wasting disease during that 9-day gun deer season that's open November 23rd through December 1st. Mandatory in-person registration and sampling within a 5-township area covering parts of Eau Claire, Dunn, and Pepin counties will not be required of hunters during the 9-day season. The 5-township area includes Rock Creek, Albany, Brunswick, Drayman, and Pleasant Valley. You can read more about that on the Wisconsin DNR website. And this weekend, of course, like I said, we're in Granite for that annual Veterans Pheasant Hunt, filming for Prairie Sportsmen. And then next week, and that's on a game farm. So next week in the regular pheasant season opens up in Minnesota. We'll be down in Austin for the Governor's Pheasant Hunting Opener, filming another episode, of course, for Prairie Sportsmen down there. That'll be interesting. I haven't pheasant hunted down in that part of the state before, so it'll be neat to get down more into southern Minnesota and see how many birds are around. We weren't too far away when we did that chronic wasting disease hunt by Preston last year, and we actually kicked a few roosters up while we were walking some of that CRP for whitetails last year. So excited to be down in Austin next weekend for the Governor's Pheasant Hunting Opener. And then, of course, this Saturday night, we'll be at that Upper Midwest Emmy Award banquet. We'll find out if we get any awards. Thank you very much for watching the show. That is What's New, brought to you by Prairie Sportsman. You can watch that episode of Gopher Campfire. It's in Hutch. It's a cool place. I used to visit as a kid when I lived in Hutch. It was my favorite place when I was young. And I was pretty happy to get to go film an episode of Prairie Sportsman there. So you can watch it now on the Prairie Sportsman Facebook page. All right, coming up, we're at Trails End Outfitters on Tobin Lake in Saskatchewan. Barry Perall is the owner. He talks about how you can chase trophy whitetail in Saskatchewan this November. Lucas Mertens gives us an update on Devil's Lake and a harvest report. And Joe Henry discusses fall hunting and fishing conditions right now at Lake of the Woods when we come back on Sporting Journal Radio.
Hey, anglers! Looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the northwest angle. Here, you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskies. Plus, you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Northwest Minnesota's premier whitetail and bear guide and outfitter is Clearwater County Outfitters, offering 100% free-range whitetail experiences. Archery, rifle, and muzzleloader hunts from heated elevated box blinds, ladder stands, and ground blinds are available. Clearwater County Outfitters also offers fall black bear hunts over bait. To learn more or to book a hunt, visit clearwatercountyoutfitters.com. That's clearwatercountyoutfitters.com.
Trophy lake trout and monster northern pike are on your list this summer. Book a trip to Tazzin Lake Lodge in northwestern Saskatchewan.
Everything from numbers to big fish.
See pictures, videos, and more at TazzinLake.com.
This is quite the fishery.
Our five-star chef will feed you well after a day of chasing giants on Tazzin Lake.
Dream come true.
Get rates, dates, and more of what you can expect.
It could be the best fishing you've ever had in your life.
At TazzinLake.com. That's TazzinLake.com. Tazzin Lake Lodge is a proud partner of Tourism Saskatchewan. Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. Broadcasting from the Tazzin Lake Lodge Studios, this is Sporting Journal Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the network, online, sportingjournalradio.com, and by subscribing to that podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We're broadcasting in the Taz and Lake Lodge studios in Saskatchewan, but we're actually at Trails End Outfitters right now on the shores of Tobin Lake, and Joe Henry right now joins us from Lake of the Woods Tourism. And Joe, I know around Lake of the Woods there's a lot of rough grouse. We talk about the rough grouse opportunities. Thought it was pretty funny up here, Joe. They call them all chickens.
Chicken of the North Woods, right?
That's right. There's plenty of chickens around that Lake of the Woods area, I bet.
There are a lot of chickens of the North Woods around Lake of the Woods. You know, here's the kicker is that, you know, it's one thing to have a forest full of grouse, but the other kicker as a hunter is having access to hunt those grouse. And, you know, number one, we literally have tens of thousands of acres of public hunting land. And the second thing that's kind of cool is that in many of our forests, for instance, Beltrami Island, or you know, there's other ones, but we have dirt roads you can road hunt. We got trails for ATVs and side-by-sides. And we also have designated walking trails. And I'll tell you, that really makes a difference for getting in and getting some access. I love the walking trails. That's a joint effort between the Minnesota DNR and the Rough Grouse Society up at Lake of the Woods.
It is a really cool program. We got to hunt one of those with Prairie Sportsman last year, and it is a great opportunity for someone that says, I want to go grouse hunting, but I don't know where to go. And maybe they don't have a dog necessarily. They just want to get out and see what the North Woods are all about. Those hunter walking trails are perfect. And Joe, you know, up here where I'm at in Saskatchewan, it's funny, you know, when you talk about grouse hunting, you always look for, you know, young aspen or something like that. And you look around here and it's all aspen. There's a lot of aspen up here. So it's like, oh, that looks like a good spot. Oh, that looks like a good spot. And but there's still quite a few leaves on the trees around here. I'm assuming in northern Minnesota, there's still a lot of leaves up yet too.
Yeah, there is. Yep. People are getting gross, but yeah, there's still some opportunities for the leaves to come off. And you know, fall needs to hit a little bit more to make it really good, I think. But you know, the opportunity is there. You know, it's fun too, Brett, because you know, when you talk about hunting the Northwoods, you're not only talking about rough grouse, you're also talking about spruce grouse and sharp-tailed grouse.
Sure.
We literally have three species of grouse in our area. It really adds to the element. You know, when all you've seen is ruffed grouse your whole life, to have a couple different species is really kind of cool.
Yeah, and I'd love to come up there and do all three. And I know, Joe, I'm going to be joining you this week coming up there at Lake of the Woods. Joe Henry, our guest, Lake of the Woods Tourism, Sporting Journal Radio. And we're going to do some cast and blast. We're going to be chasing walleyes around because that's what you do at Lake of the Woods. But so many other bonus opportunities. I don't even want to call them bonus opportunities because realistically, without the lake there, they'd hold their own as a destination to go for, say, you know, divers on the lake has always been historically a great thing. And with the ag up there, Canada geese really enjoy that area, so it's loaded with geese, and it sounds like we're going to get the chance to maybe do a little bit of hunting while we're up there, Joe.
Yeah, you know, we're going to go do a little bit of goose hunting, and you know, a lot of people don't know this, but you know, Lake of the Woods is a goose hunting area. You know, the one thing about goose hunting is that you know, you do this, you guide, but you gotta find where the geese are going, and then of course you do have to get permission in the fields, and you know, as long as you know, you're willing to go out and talk to some farmers and things like that. And that's what goose hunters are used to doing.
And oh, yeah.
That's what you have to do to have success. But as long as you're willing to do that, I mean, there's a lot of land. There's literally more than 40,000 acres of farmland just in Lake of the Woods County alone. And that doesn't count our neighboring county to the west, Roseau County. So there's a lot of opportunity. And like you say, I mean, there's so many geese around. I've been talking to guys, Brett, that they're going on getting their limits on a very regular basis. And there's just so many geese that go back and forth between Four Mile Bay, the lake, all the sloughs and stuff on the edge of the lake, the backwaters, and then the farm fields are right there. So a combination of the two really holds those geese for a long time.
And I'm looking forward to maybe goose hunting. If there's some time, maybe walk in the woods with Mika for grouse. But Joe, I'm not going to lie. Obviously I've done a lot of goose hunting so far already this year, and I'm looking forward to doing it up there too. But really, fall fishing on the Rainy River has got me really excited.
Yeah, it's been pretty darn good. You know, we've had shiners in the river for, you know, probably more than a month now. And, you know, the same thing goes true then for the walleyes, because the walleyes obviously follow the shiners. And so the river's been really good fishing. I think it's going to get better as time goes on. You never know. Only Mother Nature knows. But traditionally, that's what happens. And, you know, it's interesting. Most people, when they fish the Rainy River, you know, they'll go to an area, whether it's the Wheeler's Point area where live resorts are, or near Bedette or whatever the case might be. And, you know, they'll try a couple spots and go anchor up and jig. And jigging with those trolls and shiners or even live emerald shiners this time of year can be really good. The one thing I always encourage people to do is don't be afraid to move around a little bit. And, you know, try a spot for a while, but then move on to another spot. Try another hole. Try a current break. If you're not getting it done in one area, don't be afraid to either boat upstream or, you know, put the boat on a trailer and trailer it, you know, upstream further. You know, one of the things I always got a kick out of, too, is when you fish to the east of Bedette upstream, you know, the river's smaller. And it's smaller both in a width perspective, but it's also smaller from a depth perspective as the water gets shallower. So those walleyes really have fewer places to roam, and it's typically easier to find them. The other thing I'll tell you is that there's been times where when I can't find, you know, good concentrations of walleyes, maybe jigging, I will put on crankbaits, good shad wrap or something, and just go do some cranking. And a lot of times those fall walleyes, you know, you'll find those fish. If they're spread out over a flat, you'll have a chance to put a bunch of walleyes in the boat by covering water. The other opportunity there is that if you happen to stumble across an area where, you know, you're whacking a lot of fish at the same time with those cranks, now you can anchor up and jig them now that you've found them. So don't be afraid to try some different things when you're out there fall fishing.
Joe Henry, Lake of the Woods Tourism on Sporting Journal Radio, talking Rainy River fall fishing, chasing walleyes around. You brought up something interesting there, Joe. I don't think people think about this as an option, and maybe in some lakes it's just not an option. It just makes more sense to travel by boat. But, you know, some of those bigger areas like a Rainy River, taking the boat out, putting it on the trailer and driving it down the river a little ways and trying another spot could be the best move you make all day.
Well, and, you know, you think about it. I mean, so from the mouth of the river, which is the Wheeler's Point area, that is, by the way, a very, very good area, really good area to fall fish. So a lot of times it can be right in front of the resorts. You'll see boats lined up, net and fish. But, you know, if you're fishing in that area, let's say, for example, and they're not rolling, don't be afraid to boat upstream. And there's basically approximately 42 miles of navigable river between the Wheeler's Point area and Birchdale. And, you know, it's 12 miles to Bedette, and about another 30 to the east of Birchdale. And, you know, if you're going to go, like you say, hey, listen, we're fishing that mouth, and we want to go just upstream to get a change of scenery. And a lot of times you put the boat on the trailer, that's how you got it to Lake of the Woods anyway, and just boat it to the east of Bedette. You can drop it in near Clements in there, you can go up to Frontier, you can drop it in up at Birchdale. There's different access points along that river. By the way, all those access points and information on fishing the river is on the Lake of the Woods Tourism website. So if you haven't fished the river a whole lot, there's some pretty helpful information on the website. But you're getting up that area and just trying some different things. That's how you learn. Plus, it's kind of fun exploring. And, you know, a lot of times you'll stumble across walleyes and nobody's around you.
Sure.
You get them all to yourself.
Yeah, that's the best, when you find a pot of fish and nobody's there. That's great. So I have a question.
Cool,
you know, you talk about fall fishing and how good it can be. Everybody does. But a lot of times I've noticed when I've gone fishing this time of year, it's cold, or it's right after a cold front moves through. And it seems like cold fronts, when you talk about them in July, shut fishing down. Is it different in, say, October, or do you really slow down a presentation this time of year when the water gets a little bit colder, the air gets a little bit colder, or do you get aggressive? What's your kind of your go-to when you're fishing in October, Joe?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think, those things can happen. And, you know, you got different things going on with, I mean, not only the cold fronts and wind and ecosystems and bait, and there's a lot of things hit, but, you know, it's Lake of the Woods, and there's a lot of walleyes, and there's a lot of saugers. And, you know, you can fish a lake this time of year, and you can also fish a river. And you know what? I think the thing is, you plan and you just go fishing. Now, if you get into a situation where the walleyes have a little bit of lockjaw, try some different things. And, you know, little things like, I'll put on a stinger hook on my jig, and I'll take that little treble hook that's connected with, a piece of fluorocarbon line to my jig, and I'll take that little treble hook and hook it just in front of the tail of that shiner. That way, if those walleyes are just nipping at you, you can still catch them on that stinger hook.
Hmm.
Sometimes I get aggressive. Maybe I'll put a spinner on my jig, or maybe I'll use a whistler jig with a propeller, or, you know, do something a little bit different, just get a little bit more erratic. So maybe I'll upsize my jig a little bit and go heavier and get more aggressive with a bigger plastic and try to get more of a reaction bite. Perhaps a rip and wrap, perhaps a rattle trap, you know, whatever the case might be. You can sometimes downsize and put a stinger hook on a finesse in that way. The other thing you can do is get a little bit more aggressive, try to get that reaction bite.
Sure. Sure. All right. Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to get up there and fishing on the Rainy River this week and also doing some goose hunting around there, too. And, Joe, real quick, we should talk about why I'm coming up there, and it's because of a glow. Explain to our listeners what a glow is.
Yeah, you know, a glow, it's an acronym. It's Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers. And, you know, GLOW is an organization that works with it brings together outdoor media, corporates and destinations for common interests. So, you know, for an area like Lake of the Woods, you know, I'm outdoor media, you're outdoor media, Brett, but I also cross over tourism and, you know, I represent Lake of the Woods as a destination. And it's mutually conducive for outdoor media to have a destination to go to gain content for their stories and for their radio shows, for their TV shows and things. At the same time, there's an advantage for a destination like myself to gain the exposure through outdoor media by having them come to our market and write stories and do TV and radio about our destination. And of course, when it comes to corporates, you know, if they're in the outdoor industry, it's actually mutually beneficial to have for the corporates to have both the tourism people, but also the outdoor media together just because of the common interest again. And that's what a GLOW does. It has conferences. In this case, this is called a mini camp, where we're getting just a handful of media and corporates together to have a mini camp for a cast and blast opportunity up on Lake of the Woods. And, you know, our plan for the week is to have camaraderie, networking, and certainly to go out and go hunting and fishing to gain lots of different assets. It's good for everybody involved. It's a win-win-win.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, we're going to film for Prairie Sportsman, and I'm sure I'll be doing my radio show up there, of course, too. So can't wait to get up there. Joe Henry, Lake of the Woods Tourism. We'll see you up at – we're at Riverbends, right?
Riverbends Resort, yep, right on that. Right on the Rainy River. Paul and Brandy Johnson do an awesome job out of Riverbend. And you know what? We're going to go up there, and I know we're going to catch a lot of walleyes. I think we're going to shoot a lot of geese, too. It sounds like a tough week.
Yeah, that's right. Can't wait to do it. And if people want to plan their own cast and blast trip to Lake of the Woods, Joe, where should they go?
You betcha. You know what? Check out the Facebook page for Lake of the Woods Tourism. Otherwise, check out our website, and that's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Hey, anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bidette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the Northwest Angle. Here, you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskies. Plus, you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
If trophy lake trout and monster northern pike are on your list this summer, book a trip to Tazen Lake Lodge in northwestern Saskatchewan.
Everything from numbers to big fish.
See pictures, videos, and more at TazenLake.com.
This is quite the fishery.
Our five-star chef will feed you well after a day of chasing giants on Tazen Lake.
Dream come true.
Get rates, dates, and more of what you can expect.
It could be the best fish you've ever had in your life.
At TazenLake.com. That's TazenLake.com. Tazen Lake Lodge is a proud partner of Tourism Saskatchewan.
Northwest Minnesota's premier whitetail and bear guide and outfitter is Clearwater County Outfitters, offering 100% free-range whitetail experiences. Archery, rifle and muzzleloader hunts from heated elevated box blinds, ladder stands, and ground blinds are available. Clearwater County Outfitters also offers fall black bear hunts over bait. To learn more or to book a hunt, visit clearwatercountyoutfitters.com. That's clearwatercountyoutfitters.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio. Broadcasting from the Tazen Lake Lodge Studios, this is Sporting Journal Radio.
This is Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in online, on air, or by podcast as well. We're at the Tazen Lake Lodge Studios. Broadcasting from Tobin Lake, actually, this week in Saskatchewan, and it's been interesting driving around, just seeing the crops as we've been goose hunting up here, seeing what crops They grow up here, what can be grown, you know, driving across the province, seeing wheat fields for miles and canola. And then every once in a while, you see this tiny little cornfield, just a little tiny little cornfield surrounded by a wheat field. And it's a little bit different than back home and even over in North Dakota. And Lucas Mertens joins us now from Hay Bale Heights Campground Resort on Devil's Lake. And I know, Lucas, the birds are flying around, the fish are biting, and you're watching it all happen from the front seat of a combine, aren't you?
Well, not actually in the combine. I'm looking at the combine, but it's not going up and down the field.
So, oh, no.
just continuing wet conditions around here. Actually, we're forecasted for 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. It's not supposed to be that kind of snow that sticks, but, you know, anytime a farmer or anybody in, you know, maybe construction hears the word snow and it's only the second of October, you know, it kind of gets you nervous.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I'm in, we're recording this on Wednesday, of course, October 2nd, and I'm up by Tobin Lake. And we had a little bit of snow, just a few flurries the other day. I think it was Monday morning, maybe, I think it was. South of us, just north of you guys, got a few more inches that stuck around, I think, for a couple of days. Now, will this be the first snow for you guys in North Dakota then?
Southwestern part of the state got some snow the other day, but yeah, right here in the Devil's Lake area, this will be the first snow, I guess.
It's just been fun making fun of all my friends that are further south of me that are getting snow and we haven't been getting any up here. It's been interesting.
Well, I'm sure glad we didn't get what Montana got in Southern Alberta because, you know, you might be just packing it up and trying again next year.
Yeah, that was bad.
Some of the snowfall that they had over there.
And that was, I think, the day after I drove up here. I thought for sure I was going to run into that storm, and I was able to kind of sneak around it, and it stayed southwest of us. Yeah, down more by Alberta and southwest Saskatchewan and then Montana, of course. So fortunately, we've been good here. So there in Devil's Lake, you got some more snow coming. Now, how's the bean harvest coming along, Lucas?
Basically, all harvest is at a standstill. Last Saturday was the last day that I did some combining, and we took off 3 loads, but they were like 19.5, almost 20%. So, you know, it wasn't ideal, but we knew it was going to rain on Sunday, so we were just out and about. And I think kind of everybody probably in your whole listening area is in the same, you know, scenario. You know, probably 75% of, you know, the guys that come up and hunt and fish with us, they're all farmers. So,
sure.
Yeah, I think we're all in the same boat. And I think we just need, something to change just so we get this crop out.
I learned what earlage was today, Lucas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I never heard of that.
You learned that way up. You learn that way up north?
Well, I was talking to buddies back home in Western Minnesota. That's where I learned it, but I happened to be up here when I physically heard it, but
I see.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of an interesting, you know, you hear about silage so much, and it's similar to silage just with the ears, right? Without the stalks.
Right. Yes, correct.
Interesting. Very cool. Lucas Mertens, Hay Bale Heights Campground Resort on Devil's Lake, our guest here on Sporting Journal Radio. And you talk about wanting to get done in the field so you can do some hunting, and you've got cabins there at the lodge, of course, and people are renting the cabins now to do some duck hunting around there. Is that right, Lucas?
Yeah, we got, the fields are a little wet, but there's a lot of ducks around. Everybody's having a real good walk, shooting pretty much their limit most days. So not a big, huge push of geese have been down here yet. There's still some local birds, but definitely a lot of ducks around and some really good hunting right now.
Well, where we're at, there's still some birds around, but the majority of them have pushed south already. And I think kind of the southern part of Saskatchewan has been pretty good. So if there's some weather-related stuff, you might see some more birds trickling. Obviously, as the year moves on, you're going to see some birds travel down as the days get shorter anyway. So I could see a good push for you guys in North Dakota coming here pretty soon, Lucas.
Yeah, well, that'd be good. Get some fresh birds in here and just keep the hunt, you know, moving along.
Yeah, and I'm sure you like the fall for duck hunting and everything, but I bet you got your eye on the calendar waiting for that big lake to freeze over so you can fire up the snow bears.
Yeah, there's been a lot of interest in that. I think I have talked about that before. I think we're going to add another one just to try to take some of the, you know, it's not fun saying no. So you, I think we're going to add another one just to keep building the fleet up every year. And yeah, I would, you know, it's hard to say when we're going to get that type of weather, but I don't know, last year, the 15th of December, and we were already guiding. So, you know, that's not that far away. A month and a half, basically, is what it is.
Hey, let's just slow down, Lucas.
Well, trust me, I need it. I'll slow it down until I get my crop off, and everybody else gets their crop off, and then we can have a good freeze.
Gosh, well, good luck with all of that, and good luck. I know you're working on a grain dryer too, so good luck with that project. And I appreciate the time here on the radio show. And if people want to come up there, rent a cabin, or get that snow bear trip booked, what should they do?
My direct number is 701-351-3130. They can check out our Facebook page, or they can go to our website, haybaleheights.com.
Haybaleheights.com. Lucas Mertens, thanks for time on Sporting Journal Radio.
Thank you.
Now it's time to check in with our old radio pal, Doug Lear, from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department with the North Dakota Outdoors Report. It's brought to you by Mid-Migration Outfitters, offering guided duck and goose hunting in western Minnesota. We've got duck hunting going on right now, and we've got openings, and then we've got some late-season goose hunting in heated pits around the Lac Parle Refuge. Go to midmigrationoutfitters.com for more details.
Chronic wasting disease has been confirmed in northwestern North Dakota. Hi, this is Doug Lear with your weekly North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outdoors Report. Three deer taken during the 2018 North Dakota deer gun season have been confirmed positive for chronic wasting disease, according to Dr. Charlie Banson, Game and Fish Department wildlife veterinarian. While two of the positive deer were taken in Unit 3F2, an area of North Dakota known to have CWD, the third was taken from Divide County in Deer Unit 3A1, previously considered free of CWD. The positive deer in Divide County doesn't come as a big surprise, since CWD was found in Saskatchewan, just a few miles north of Portal, North Dakota, last spring. Banson said the Game and Fish Department's focus now shifts to taking measures to limit the spread of CWD within Divide County and to reduce the chances of it being introduced to new parts of the state. CWD is a fatal disease of deer, moose, and elk that can cause long-term population declines if left unchecked. Since 2009, 14 CWD-positive deer have been found in North Dakota, and all previous cases were from within Hunting Unit 3F2 in southwestern North Dakota. Special regulations previously put in place in 3F2 have included prohibiting hunting deer over bait. There is no treatment or vaccine for CWD, and once it's in an area, it's there indefinitely. The few options that Game and Fish has available are aimed at reducing the number, duration, and intensity of unnatural congregations of deer. That is a major risk factor for spreading any contagious disease, Banson said. More information about CWD is available on the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. That's this week's North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outdoors Report. I'm biologist Doug Lear.
That was the North Dakota Game and Fish Outdoors Report from Doug Lear here on Sporting Journal Radio, brought to you by Mid-Migration Outfitters, guided duck and goose hunting in western Minnesota. Go to midmigrationoutfitters.com. We're at Trails End Outfitters right now on Tobin Lake in Saskatchewan. It's been a great week up here. Of course, our time has come to an end up here. It's time to go back home. But before we do, we're going to check in with owner Barry Prawl about his deer hunting up here, how big his deer get, where he goes, how much area he has to guide on, and how you can come up and hunt whitetails this year with Trails End Outfitters on Tobin Lake in Saskatchewan. He's next.
Hey, anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the Northwest Angle. Here, you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskies. Plus, you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. If trophy lake trout and monster northern pike are on your list this summer, book a trip to Tazen Lake Lodge in northwestern Saskatchewan.
Everything from numbers to big fish.
See pictures, videos, and more at tazenlake.com.
This is quite the fishery.
Our five-star chef will feed you well after a day of chasing giants on Tazen Lake.
Dream come true.
Get rates, dates, and more of what you can expect.
It could be the best fish you've ever had in your life.
At tazenlake.com. That's tazenlake.com. Tazen Lake Lodge is a proud partner of Tourism Saskatchewan.
Northwest Minnesota's premier whitetail and bear guide and outfitter is Clearwater County Outfitters, offering 100% free-range whitetail experiences. Archery, rifle, and muzzleloader hunts from heated elevated box blinds, ladder stands, and ground blinds are available. Clearwater County Outfitters also offers fall black bear hunts over bait. To learn more or to book a hunt, visit clearwatercountyoutfitters.com. That's clearwatercountyoutfitters.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio. Broadcasting from the Tazen Lake Lodge Studios, this is Sporting Journal Radio.
All right, we're back, Sporting Journal Radio. We're broadcasting at Trails End Outfitters right now on the shores of Tobin Lake in Saskatchewan. Barry Prawl is joining me with a cup of coffee here this morning. How's it going, Barry?
Super, super. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day, and it's been a pretty nice week. I know back home, Minnesota, Wisconsin, they got some weather out there. It was rainy, quite a bit of rain in some areas, actually. And we had just some flurries of snow here in Saskatchewan this week. I think it was last Monday we had some flurries. I know the southwestern part of the province got a couple inches of snow. Some guys south of us that I know got to do some waterfowl hunting in some snow, but it's been pretty nice here.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah, cool mornings, sun popping out. It was a nice week.
You are looking forward to this weekend and some nice weather. Originally, the weather wasn't supposed to be quite as nice, but it looks like it's going to be pretty nice for your fishing tournament this weekend, Barry.
Yes, thank God. The forecast originally called for snow and rain, and now they switched it up. It looks like it's going to be a nice weekend, so it should be good.
Tell me about the tournament this weekend.
The tournament is, I think it's the 26th year that it's been running, and it's one of the biggest tournaments in the country. 160 teams fight away for $100,000.
It's called the Vanity Cup, and it's right here based in Nipawin on the Saskatchewan River, Tobin Lake. $100,000, 160 boats, and $100,000 top prize.
Yeah, you got her.
Wow. That's crazy. And you've been doing it for a few years now, haven't you?
Yes, this is my fourth or fifth year, I think. Haven't done too well in the past, but my Tazen partner, Trevor, is coming in, and hopefully we're going to give her a go.
Yeah, Trevor Montgomery, who we've had on the show, of course, you guys owners up at Tazen Lake Lodge, too, in the northwest corner of the province, fishing in the tournament this weekend. Well, good luck. If I remember right, last year, there were guys that finished at the top or near the top that had 13 or 14 or 15 pound walleyes, right?
Yeah. Every year somebody catches probably a 15 pounder or something like that. And you pretty much need two big ones to win the tournament. It's different every year, of course, depending on the bite, but sounds like the fish are biting. We haven't had a chance to get out this week yet, so we're going to get out there today and do a little pre-fishing and hope for the best.
The slot is one of the reasons why Tobin Lake is so good for walleye fishing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's helped a lot. It's been in place for probably 20 years now, and it's made it a phenomenal fishery. It's, it really has helped a lot.
Yeah, and I, honestly, once a fish is over 20 inches, I don't really look. I don't really, other than wanting to know how long it is before I'm going to put it back, I don't really care about keeping it. So the slot, you know, the top end of the slot is never, it never really, I've never really paid much attention to it here because I'm not going to keep a fish anyway. But when it comes to the tournament, you guys can't keep fish in that slot for the tournament. So you got to try to get one of those overs or two of those overs, each day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, and it's changed a bit, the tournament, over the years. It seems like those bigger ones are a little tougher. I don't know if they're just getting smarter or what it is, but it used to be you could catch the big ones, and everybody fought to get just under the slot. And now to get two big ones in a day is quite a feat.
Well, good luck this weekend. I'm looking forward to getting out there and doing a little bit of pre-fishing for you here on Tobin Lake. You know, we came out here and fished this summer. I had to take a week off from Tazen Lake to relax at Tobin Lake, and went from giant lake trout and pike to giant pike and walleyes, and brought my dad, my brother, and my nephew up here, and we ended up catching two 30-inchers, and then, Barry, we seriously lost track of how many walleyes in that 24 to 27 inch range, like in that slot, of course, 21.7 inches and 33.9 inches. So you got to have a 34 inch walleye is your over. Now, some people will never see a 34 inch walleye on the internet in their entire life, let alone catch one. Yeah. But Tobin Lake is one of those places you can go and catch them.
Yeah, that's for sure. And this weekend with all these, you know, great anglers here, it's common practice. There's really some great fishermen in this tournament. It's something to watch the weigh-in. When you watch the weigh-in, you know, these boats coming in and taking the fish out of their live wells, it's something to see for sure.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it because I got to be back in Minnesota this weekend while you guys are fishing that tournament. We're filming for Prairie Sportsman for a veterans pheasant hunt down at Granite Falls, and then we got our Emmy Awards banquet Saturday night, and then I got another trip on Sunday. But it's been a great week. Got to celebrate my birthday up here. Thanks for having me up, of course. And I drug you out goose hunting all week. Because that's something that I enjoy doing, and I had a lot of fun doing it up here with my dad last year, and got to come up and do it. And we had a couple of good shoots this week, Barry.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I haven't goose hunted in years, so it was nice to get back into it. It was a lot of fun.
You know, and we probably were hunting a little bit late in the season up here, which is weird to say at the beginning of October, but a lot of birds have kind of moved through or down in the southern part of the province already. Obviously, there's still more to come. There's still a lot of Canada geese around here. We shot some snow geese. Didn't see any cranes. Didn't see a lot of ducks here, but the goose hunting, the Canada goose hunting was... I mean, there were days, and even some ducks. There was one morning where I was laying out there in the field where I literally had mallards walking before legal shooting time so close to my blind that I could reach over and grab them, which is a pretty neat experience. So it was a lot of fun. And with your lodge here, now waterfowl hunting isn't something you offer through Trails End Outfitters. It's not something that you guide. But if a guy wanted to come up and, say, rent your cabin and go out and do some freelancing, some fun hunting out there, that's something they could do, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, come and stay here, and I pretty much know all the landowners around to get you permission or whatever, and yeah, enjoy the week.
While they're staying here, they could, they bring a boat or something, they could jump out on the lake and do a little cast and blast trip.
Yeah, for sure. That's right. That's the best part of the being here, for sure. You have Tobin right here and good bird hunting.
You know, I didn't realize, like, I've always heard of Tobin Lake as being a trophy walleye lake, Barry. I didn't realize how good the pike fishing was on this lake.
Yeah, beautiful pike, and they're everywhere. So, you know, you can just about go to any little weed bed and cast away and catch a bunch of pike.
And good ones. You know, this summer when we were here, we caught, again, a lot of those. We caught some over 40 inches, but we caught some in that mid to upper 30-inch range. And those are nice fish, but I couldn't believe how fat they were. They may have been the fattest 35, 36 inch pike I've ever seen up here on this lake.
Yeah, and good eating.
Yeah, well, yeah. Of course. And they got some slots on those too that you gotta pay attention to, but the fishing is unbelievable. I know pike is 29 and a half inch through 45. 45.3 inches. So you'd have to catch an over four. It's just ridiculous to me to think, like, you know, and I don't keep those big fish for mounters or anything. I do replicas, but if I wanted to catch a pike, I'd have to keep one. It'd have to be 45 plus inches, which is just, it's crazy for me to think about that. And pike fishing is something that you offer here, Barry, for people that come up, they can come and go do some fishing. You offer it as part of a combo package with your spring bear hunts, right?
That's right, yeah. So we fish in the mornings and then we bear hunt in the afternoon.
And then you're gearing up right now for after this tournament, it's going to be all whitetails. That's going to be on your mind, right?
Yeah, you betcha. It's time to get geared up for whitetail, yeah.
And we saw some nice bucks when we were out goose hunting here this week. And you have, 300,000 acres that you guide on?
Yeah, that's right. About 300,000 acres of crown bushland. Lots of area to hunt. And, that's where the big ones roam.
There's some big deer out there, a lot of area. Trailsendoutfitters.com, you can see some pictures of some of these bucks. How does that work then? If they want to come up here and deer hunt, they come stay at the lodge, you can host six people or guide six people at a time?
Yeah, we like to do groups of six. That way, you know, a couple guides, myself, and makes it a little manageable, and it's a nice hunt. It's pretty personalized. We stay right here with you at the lodge, you know, we hunt together, we eat together.
So you provide lodging and meals as part of the package as well?
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah.
All right. And that can be gun hunting or bow hunting or whatever they want to do?
Yeah, whatever you like. You know, I guess a lot of guys like the rut, you know, which is mid-November, so it gets a little cool for archery, but you're welcome to bring your bow, and if you want to sit in a tree, you know, when it's that cold, you're welcome. But otherwise we have blinds, you know, with heaters in them, and you could sit comfortably all day long, and you know, if it gets cold or you're out of the wind, and it's
if I came up and hunted with you this fall, would I get to ride in the Argo again? Because that was pretty cool.
Probably, yeah. Hopefully not.
Well, hopefully, we won't need it.
Yeah, suppose, hopefully yeah. We don't need it, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is a neat area, of course. Rough grouse all over the place, just walking down the roads when you're driving around. Great waterfowl hunting. The fishing is world-class on Tobin. This lodge is really cool, too. We should just talk about the lodge for a second. I know we've talked about this lodge on the radio show before, Barry, but these logs are ridiculous in here.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah. It's a beautiful structure for sure. I'm quite proud of it. Yeah,
it's neat, and we're here on the west side of Tobin Lake. We're looking at the sun rising over Tobin right now as we record this. Just had some breakfast, and it's time to go catch a 15-pound walleye and get ready for the tournament, Barry.
Sounds good. Keep your fingers crossed.
That's right. Good luck this weekend, and good luck this fall. If people want to book a whitetail hunt for this fall, you can still fit them in, right?
I had some cancellations, so I got some room, and yeah, I just want to thank you for coming up, Brett. It's been a great week. It's lots of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you. Trailsendoutfitters.com. They can find out more information about booking a hunt.
You bet.
All right. Very good. Barry Prawl, thanks for being on Sporting Journal Radio.
You're welcome. Thanks, Brett.
You've been listening to Sporting Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors. To listen to the show again, go to sportingjournalradio.com or download the podcast in your podcast app or iTunes. Find us on Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.